What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and now newly retired NFL vet. Because this past weekend, I made it official and retired from the NFL. And the only guarantee when you play this game from the time you're in pound ball little league all the way up through high school, college, the NFL, whatever the case may be, professional football, the only guarantee is that one day the game will for sure end. And so now that moment has come for me and that time has come for me. And, you know, honestly, if you really love the game like it, it's really no preparing for that kind of moment. And a lot of people talk about it. You get talked to a lot about it, especially coming up and just getting into the NFL and how everything, the business works and things like that. And it's just not something you can truly prepare for, like emotionally, mentally. It just, especially when it's unexpected. For me, my journey, it hit me. It was unexpected. And like that process for me has honestly been tough. Like it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been cupcakes and rainbows and things like that. So this episode here, honestly, I'm going to be transparent just about the process and my journey and what I've been up to and just how everything's been unfolding in my life here in the last couple, really the last year and a half. Honestly, I was blessed and fortunate to play at the highest level, and it was only something that I used to be able to just dream about. Like starting out, like I used to just sit and watch videos in my basement at 8 years old, just dreaming about one day playing in the NFL. And like at that time, it's just innocent thoughts. Like you don't have any idea like what it truly takes in order to get to that kind of level. And so at that time, it's just a dream. And like, I'm just watching Ray Lewis videos and I'm just seeing the kind of passion that he has and the kind of intensity that he plays with, but more importantly, that he leads with. And like, that's what really attracted me to the game of football, like seeing that. And it's crazy to see that I became an NFL linebacker. Like, now that I look back at being an 8 year old watching those videos, and I'm talking about hours upon hours, like I would just sit in my basement and watch these videos, like just dreaming about playing in the NFL. And so when I say like I fully immersed myself into this entire process of football and like everything it took for me to get to that highest level, like that's what I did. And so, you know, obviously you hear about all of the people telling you about you should have a backup plan, and that is very much so true. But I can sit here and honestly tell you that I had no backup plan. Like, that's the truth, honest to God truth. And that's coming from someone who took my, I took my education serious and I got my degree. And if you would have asked me when I left Auburn what I wanted to do in my life, if it wasn't for football, I would have had absolutely no idea, because the only thing I could ever see for myself was playing in the NFL. And like, I was just so hell bent on getting there by any means necessary. And so it came with a journey. And so like, that's what I've been thinking about over the last couple of months, and especially over the last couple of days since I officially retired. Like, it's about the journey and not more so about the destination. Like being in the NFL, like that was the ultimate goal, but like the steps it took to get there, like that's the stuff that I'll never forget. And like the relationships that I built and the places I was able to go and like the things I was able to learn and the things that I'll be able to take with me throughout the rest of my entire life. And so, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to be able to have that opportunity to be able to start it from where it started and to be able to see it grow and to walk in it and to be able to see it come to fruition. Like, that was the most fulfilling part. Like, I've always told people that, like, actually playing in the games wasn't the best part. It was more so like the, like I said, the journey, man, like realizing and having those moments of looking around at your people, like being proud of you and realizing like, I didn't just make it, like I'm still doing it. And so, yeah, it was an amazing feeling. It was an amazing journey. And it's something that I'll never forget. Like, I'll never forget the hard days of wanting to quit and wanting to give up. Like, it wasn't easy. Like, it sounds cliche, but it was not easy. And so I think that's what I'm most proud about, because on those days you wanted to give up. It's about the people around you. It's about the village that you've created around you to help lift you up and encourage you on your worst days. And so there were plenty of times that I went to my dorm room when I was at Auburn and South Donahue, and like I was on my last leg, ready to pack everything up and leave. Like, not just leave and go to a different school, but like forget about football. Like, it was times where my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, like, she's talked me off the ledge so many times. Like, that it takes a lot out of you in order to really get to this space. And so, you know, another aspect of it is mental health. You know, like, I can be open and honest about it and talk about it. Like I said, like, I don't want this episode to be transparent, because like I said, there were moments in time, like, I had to go to my room for 15 to 20 minutes and just get some peace and quiet before I went over to the facility, just to make sure I can get through another day. And so, like, when I say, like, I'm proud of myself, like, I'm talking about it from that kind of aspect as well, not just on the field, but like, it was so many different obstacles that I had to overcome in order to ultimately reach that goal. Like, sitting out in COVID, like, missing 20 months of football in college while not being hurt. Like, that's crazy. Like, and to overcome that kind of hurdle, like, I remember literally going to the rec every single day and going to the Planet Fitness by my house every single day, like, still holding on to the dream. And like, at the time, if I would have told somebody my dream in the middle of what I was going through, it would have sounded crazy. And so, like, it's just incredible. And so, like, I can, now that I'm officially done, I can look back on it and be proud. And like I said, it hasn't always been like that. It's like, it's been moments of being angry, like, being anxious, being scared, like, not knowing how you're going to provide for your family. Like, this is my job, this is my livelihood. And so when it's stripped away from you, like, you're left in a situation where it's like, one, who am I? And two, what am I to do? And so I've had a lot of time to sit and find myself, to grow, to learn, and really not even just find myself, but remind myself who I really am. And who I am, and more importantly, like, whose I am, because I know I'm blessed, and I know I'm taken care of. And so, like, I'm grateful, like, to have that opportunity to fulfill my wildest dreams and to do it with the people that I did it with. And so that brings me to Auburn. Like, I don't think I even make it to this point without Auburn. Like, I know I don't. And that's with me saying that there were times where I wanted to quit. There were times where I wanted to pack my stuff up and leave. That's a part of the journey, like, to overcome that kind of adversity. And that's what Auburn is built on, like, overcoming adversity. Like, I see a lot of myself, you know, in Auburn, like, underdog, finding a way to get it out the mud. And so, like, I resonate a lot with Auburn. And so, like, that's why I've always loved Auburn, even long before I went to Auburn. And so Auburn is a special place, and it has a lot of special people. So the people that I was able to meet along my journey literally helped me grow and prepare me for not just the next level, but for life. Like, for life, to become a better husband, become a better father, to become a better leader, to be better in the community. Like, I learned so much from so many different people, from the top down. And that has literally propelled me into the present time. Like, I got better on the field, and like, I mean, coming to Auburn, like, I was not a NFL ready or NFL caliber player. I was good in high school. I was pretty damn good in high school, but I had to really develop when I came to Auburn, and I really had to get better. And so, like, I learned how to immerse yourself in the process of becoming great at something. Like, I thought I knew what it meant when I was in high school, and I thought I was working hard, and I thought I was doing the right things when I was in high school, but I really had no idea what it took to go to that next kind of level until I got to Auburn. And so, like, I really feel like Auburn in a lot of ways made me who I am. And so, like, I believe that this is a practical world, and that I can only count on what I earn. So I believe in work, hard work. Creed. And so that's how I got to where I got, just off of hard work. Like I said, I was not the biggest, the fastest, or the strongest. And I had to overcome a lot of different obstacles. But with hard work, a fantastic village, and belief in yourself, like, there's nothing that you can't do. So, like, overcoming all that adversity, like, that's literally helped me in present time. So now I've been in adverse situations before, and that's something I can fall back on. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about what I've been up to, and I'm excited about what's next. And so now with football in the rearview mirror, I'm moving on to, obviously, the podcast. And I've been really enjoying this, and it's really doing really well. And so I'm appreciative of that for sure. And on top of that, my aunt and I and my brothers started an asphalt company. And so we're getting that off the ground. And other than that, man, like, it's just been really about taking care of the family. Like, this past weekend on Mother's Day, my wife and I announced our third child, our baby girl. We've already got two boys. And so our baby girl is going to be here in August. And so really, it's just been about, like, taking care of the family and making sure I got all of my ducks in a row and knowing everything's going to be all right. And so just been preparing for a baby, preparing for what's next. And yeah, just really in a season of gratitude right now and being appreciative of the opportunity and the people that I met along the way. Obviously, having so much time to reflect on this entire journey, like I said, Auburn was so instrumental in that, like the coaches that I met along the way, being able to help me on and off the field, like so many different people had their hand in helping me become successful on and off the field, whether big or small. Like, it's so many people that you could go down the line and think, but you would just lose track, and like, you're missing some people for sure. And not just at Auburn, but it's like my first and foremost for me, it starts with my parents. Like, this entire thing starts with my parents. Like, every sacrifice, every car ride, you know, like every time they came to a game, you know, high school, college, NFL, it didn't matter. Traveling, every meal, like the list goes on and on. Like the love and support from, you know, my aunt and my brothers and my grandparents, like my friends that I grew up with. Like, those are the relationships that mean the most. And like, to hear those people say they're proud of you, that's when you know you did well. And so, like, the coaches that poured into me, you know, from the time I was in Little League to high school to college to the NFL, like, I really don't think that you can become great at something, like, just on your own. Like, it takes people around you to help. And so, like, when I say I'm very appreciative of the people that poured into me, helped me, you know, whether it was words of encouragement, prayer, whether it was advice, whatever the case may be, like, I'm appreciative. And so, like, from the top down, like I said, my family, my friends, coaches, and my church family, like, there's so many people at Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church, where I'm from in Marietta, Georgia, who, from the time I was young till now, have poured into me, helped me, guided me, nurtured me. And so, like, I'm not who I am today without all the people that I mentioned and even some people that I haven't mentioned. And so I'm just, like I said, extremely grateful, man, extremely proud. And, you know, what I would say to, you know, the next generation, or what I would say to my younger self if I was, you know, in high school right now, would be to cherish the moment, honestly, because, like I said, the only guarantee in this game is that one day it will end. And unfortunately for a lot of people, you don't know when that time will be. And even though I made it to the NFL, I still had no idea when that time would come. Like, I had no idea when that time would come. And so just cherish every single day like it's your last, man. Like, and that sounds so cliche, but it's a hard thing to do. And that's honestly something that I started to get away from the later I got in my career. And so I would say cherish every single day like it's your last, because you never know when's the last opportunity to strap up a helmet and put on some shoulder pads, man, and be in that kind of environment, that locker room. Like, there's a lot of guys who would trade places with those who are in that position right now. So just cherish that moment, be grateful, be humble, but don't mistake that humbleness for lack of confidence. Like, just be confident in who you are, be confident in whose you are, be confident in your ability, and everything else to take care of itself. And like I said, just continue to work, like keep your head down and work. Like that's one thing that I did. That's one thing that I'm going to continue to do in every aspect of life. Like football is just such a small period of your life. Like I'm 27 and hopefully got so many more years to go. And like, we're just getting started. And so that's the exciting thing for me. Like, I don't want this transparency to be confused for lack of insight, because there's so many things that I'm doing right now, so many things that are going on, and I can just say I'm blessed. And so, yeah, man, just excited for what's next, excited to keep growing, excited to continue this journey called life. And football definitely taught me so many things that I'll be able to take with me for the rest of my life, from discipline to teamwork to leadership to so many things that I could just continue to sit here and name that I learned from the game of football. And football will always be my first love. And yeah, it'll always hold a special place in my heart, man. And so this is the first time I've been able to talk about this kind of stuff out loud. Like I've written some things down and obviously made an announcement this past weekend to officially retire, but this is the first time I've been able to sit here and talk about some of this stuff out loud. And so yeah, just wanted to be transparent, talk about my journey. Just say I'm appreciative of everybody who was involved, big or small, and couldn't have done it without you guys. And so, yeah, Auburn, appreciative of you. Thank you for welcoming me, a Georgia boy, in and watching me grow and continue to rock with me on this journey now that we're on this podcast. And so that's all we got for today, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in, and we'll be back in for the next one. I appreciate you. War Eagle.